So what's the use of talking to you? And at the end, you want to fight? I don't want to fight. So, get out of here. I leave you. Divorce. Now you will see, this is an attitude actually. And it works. Why? Because where does she go if I divorce her? There are times that I leave the house. What will happen to her? She doesn't exist anymore. I get drunk. Where is my intelligence? I'm here. My intelligence is not. My intelligence needs to work and talk to exist. Non-existence belongs to me. You know why? When I dream, when I go to sleep, my intelligence goes away. I'm there. I experience it. I become happy. I become scared. I live in my dreams and nightmares. Where is the intelligence? Intelligence needs me. This is something that you should teach to your intelligence. Then see what will happen when she's taught this lesson.
How the wife paid regard to her husband and begged God to forgive her for what she had said.
Yep.
When the wife saw that he was fierce and unmanageable, she began to weep. Tears, in sooth, are a woman's lure. She said...
Oh, no, don't forget, these are the tears that were the antidote. Remember, the king went in the mosque and cried. The tear is good, but logical tear is not the tear. Logic will imitate all of that. Yes?
She said, when did I imagine such from you? I hoped of you something different. The wife approached by the way of self-knotting. I am your dust, said she, not your lady wife.
You see, for the first time, the logic started in the field of non-existence. Because existence is the field of the lady. Non-existence is the field of the man. Here, for the first time, she changed the path. Yes?
Body and soul and all I am is yours. The entire authority and command belongs to you. If, because of poverty, my heart has lost patience, it is not for my own sake, but for yours. You have been my remedy in afflictions. I am unwilling that you should be penniless.
Okay, another strong argument, very logical one. I didn't do it for me. I was doing it for you. I was saving you. Me? I don't need anything. I'm the slave. Yes.
On my soul and conscience, this is not for my own sake. This wailing and moaning is on account of you. By God, that at every moment myself would fain die for yourself before you. Would that your soul, to which my soul is devoted, were aware of my soul's inmost thoughts.
Oh, pity I cannot explain. This is the talkative lady who started the fight and was explaining everything. Here it says, oh, I cannot explain that I'm doing it all for you. Yes?
Inasmuch as you have such opinion of me, I am grown weary both of soul and body. I cast earth on silver and gold. Since you behave thus to me, O comfort of my soul, you who dwell in my soul and heart, will you declare yourself to be quit of me for this amount? Be quit, for you have the power. Oh, my soul pleads against your making that declaration.
So suddenly she becomes the real victim here. Yes.
Remember the time when I was as the idol and you adoring as the idolater. Your slave has kindled her heart to comply with you. Whatever you call cooked, she says it is burnt. Whatever you may cook me, whatever you may cook me with, I am your spinach. I'm sure there's a deep Persian meaning in that. Anyway.
No, it's a very old word that the Persians, they don't understand it.
Spinach.
No, in Persian it's esfenach, but this is sefanach. Completely other word, a very old historic word, yeah.
Whether sour broth or sweet, you are worthy. I uttered infidelity.
You're paying attention to the steps. She started to say, oh, don't do it. And step by step, that I did it for you. Everything is for you. I give my soul and body for you. I'll be whatever you want me to be. Because that's the last ultimatum. I will leave you when you tell that to your intelligence. If seriously you do it, your intelligence will do this. Look at her. Yes.
I uttered infidelity. Lo, I have returned to the true faith. I am come with all my soul to your command. I did not know your kingly nature. I rudely urged my beast before thee. Since I have made a lamp of your forgiveness, I repent, I cast away opposition. I am laying before you sword and winding sheet. I am bending my neck towards you. Smite. You are talking of bitter separation. Do whatever you will, but do not do this.
Yes.
But do
this
not
is the
this.
Point. So remember, she accepts everything but this separation. That separation is firar, that bitter separation, because that separation could happen here. My logic separated me from the universe. I get in touch with the universe, I separate myself from my intelligence. My intelligence will die and know it. So he will accept everything but this. So the first thing your intelligence should understand is that this school of thought will take you step by step in a path that that lady should leave the dominance. Remember, leave that attitude of nagging and doing all that stuff. Yes?
Your conscience within you is a pleader on my behalf. It is a perpetual intercessor with you in my absence. What pleads within you for me is your nature. From reliance on it, my heart sought sin. Oh, have mercy unbeknown to yourself. Oh, angry one, oh, you whose nature is better than 100 mons of honey. In this fashion was she speaking graciously and winningly. Meanwhile, a weeping came upon her.
This is it.
When...
So she will talk and talk like this, then she will arrive without crying at you. Yes.
When the tears and sobs passed beyond bounds, from her who was fascinating even without tears, there appeared from that rain a lightning flash, shot a spark of fire into the heart of the lonely man.
Please pay attention. The argument of the lady is finished, right? Normally, this should be the end of the paragraph. Or the Arabs should talk.